Today we discuss a very, very interesting halakha that's subject to great mahloket amongst the haronim. And it's worth it to take a few minutes to try to make sense of these opinions. Let's start from the easy, and then we'll get to the more complicated. The easy is what Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reshchet, in Halakha Yud Gimal. Maran is talking about a simple case where a person ate perot of the Zayin Minim, and he also ate regular perot that are all etz. A simple case would be he ate te'enim and tapuchim. Te'enim is one of the Zayin Minim. We know that if you eat a kezayit of the Zayin Minim, the Beracha Harona is ala etz v'ala periya etz, Baruch Ata Hashem, ala aretz v'ala perot. But this fellow also ate in the same sitting apples. Apples alone, the Beracha would be Borei Nefashot. Now the question is, since he ate both of them, so does he make two Berachot Aharonot, or does he make one? So Maran says a chiddush, and he says, listen, apples come from the tree. And after all, in the beracha of Me'en Shalosh, you said, ala etz va priya etz, and you ended, ala aretz va la perot, and apples, they come from a tree, and the perot, so therefore there would be no need to make beracha borei nefashot. As a matter of fact, you should not make borei nefashot. You should only make the beracha of Me'en Shalosh, and it covers the beracha aharona for the apples. That's a halakha l'maaseh, and that's the way we posek. We make an implication from this. The implication would be that what if Maran's case would be a little different? Not that he ate figs and apples. Let's say he ate figs and melon, watermelon. But watermelon is Borei Pri Adama, so clearly he has to make a Beracha Rishona on the watermelon. But the question is, what about the Beracha Aharona? Would the Beracha Aharona of Me'en Shalosh poter the melon, which is Adama? But Maran, it seems clear from the fact that he did not bring that example, because the melon is an adama. And here we're saying in the Barakah, Harona ala etz, bal priya etz. So therefore, Maran was careful in his example. When he said that a me'en shalosh can be poter, it can only be poter tapuchim. But he didn't say kishu'in or other things. Actually, that's the opinion of the Tur. And that's the way most of the poskim understand the opinion of Harambam as well. That's the way the Mishnah Brura understood it in the Shara Tziyun in the Shchet in Ot Samech Dalet, that all this is talking about when you ate things from the tree. But if you had a Me'en Shalosh and you had an Adama, the Mishnah Brura holds that you would have to make two Berachot. You would have to make Me'en Shalosh and you would have to make as well Borei Nefashot. That's why he's posek. As a matter of fact, Hacham ben Sion, Abba Shaul, Alav HaShalom and Orle Tzion, in the laws of Berachot, also ruled as such. That, it's Maran's opinion, it's the Rambam's opinion. So therefore, he said in the case where you ate a etz and a adama, two Berachot are necessary. And he actually recommended to make Me'en Shalosh first, and then to make Borei Nefashot. So what's the controversy over here? It sounds very very simple what Maran's opinion is. Problem is that there is one of the Rishonim called the Rashbetz. The Rashbetz, which actually Maran did not see. The Rashbetz was printed after Maran finished writing Shulchan Aruch, after he died. So we have to keep in mind that maybe if Maran would have seen this Rashbetz, that he might have had a different opinion. What did the Rashbetz say? The Rashbetz said, listen, if you made a Me'en Shalosh, not if you made a Me'en Shalosh, that if you ate figs and melon, the beracha you should make is one beracha, me'in shalosh, and finished. So he asks on himself, but what do you mean? This is adama. This is yet from tree. This is adama. He said, when you make the hatima ala aretz ala perot, well, at the hatima you didn't say aretz. He said ala aretz ala perot. Melon is also perot. We're not committing at the end of the beracha, whether it's perot aretz or perot adama. It's a generic hatima. So the Rashbetz holds that indeed there is no difference whether you ate a fig and an apple or a fig and a melon. He holds that by making the barakah me'ain shalosh, you are poter. Hakam Avadya alav shalom, as well as Rabbi Moshe Levi in Birkat Hashem, as well as Zechol Yitzchak Arari, as well as the Chaye Adam that the Shaar HaTzion actually brings down, are all posek that indeed, if you made me'en shalosh, in this case you will be yotzeh because of the Rashbetz. Therefore, Chacham Avadya says, but we have Maran to contend with. Maran held you should make a nefashot. So Chacham Avadya makes a sort of a peshara where he says, in this case, you should make nefashot first, and then you should make me'in shalosh. Making nefashot first, so therefore you don't have a problem. You made nefashot, and now you make me'in shalosh. However, if you made me'in shalosh first, he says, then you cannot say the beracha of Purei Nefashot. That's the way he's posek. Chacham Moshe Levi says the same thing in Birkat Hashem. This is Chelek Gimal. I'm reading from page Resh Mem He. V'imaya peri adama. Yesh omrim sheneftar gam ken beberkat me'en shalosh. Kevan shechotem ba ve'ala perot. That's the Rashbetz. V'yesh omrim she'enu neftar beberkat me'en shalosh. V'sarik lebarek alav ברכת בורא נפשות. That's Maran. That's the Rambam. ולכתחילה צריך לחוש לדעה זו. I mean, you have to suspect to that opinion. ולכן צריך לברך תחילה ברכת בורא נפשות. Because Maran says you have to make נפשות. ועל כך ברכת מעין שלוש. ובדיעבד, ששכח וברך מעין שלוש תחילה, לא יברך אחר כך בורא נפשות, ספק ברכות להקל, because the Rashbetz says, if you made בעין שלוש, you covered it. That's the way Chacham Avadya is posek. Argues on Chacham Ben Sion. In Chazon Avadya Berachot, he says, you know, when sadly, on what Chacham Ben Sion said, he didn't see the Rashbetz. If he would have seen the Rashbetz, then already maybe he would have had a different opinion. Okay, so that seems also not so controversial. Although, it should be pointed out that Yalkut Yosef and Chelek Gimal, that's from the son of the rabbi, Achim Yitzhak, the current chief rabbi, he said that he went and he asked his father, if he's eating an etz and an adama, and he made me'en shalosh first, and he claims that his father said, you still have to make a borei nefashot, and you see from over there that he was chozer from what he said in Yabia Omer with this whole story. I'll just quote you the testimony over there. It's in Yalkut Yosef Chele Gimal on page Taf Pebet. He says over here, Sheken Amar Li Mor Abiv Marana Rashal Shelita Le'inyan Mi Shakal Perot Ha'etz U'Adaba Vigdim U'Birech Me'en Shalosh She'im Kol Zot Yibarek Borei Nefashot והסתייע מדברי הרב מעשה ניסים כדורי, וחזר בו ממה שכתב פשוט יביע עומר. So the Yalkut Yosef holds that Chacham Avadya was חוזר בו. But clearly he was not חוזר בו, because in הליכות עולם that came out after all those books, clearly he was posek that if you made me'en shalosh, it's covered. The הליכות עולם is in פרשת פינחס, חלק ב', Amud Kufhet. So clearly it's understood that Chacham Avadya was not Chozer. He's Choshesh to Safik Berakot Lakir. He's Choshesh to Maran as well. So therefore he says, make nefashot first. So at least you made your nefashot according to, you know, Maran on that. And then you make me'en me'en. If you made me'en shalos first, you're not going to make a b'rei nefashot. That's fine. And probably when you make the b'rei nefashot, you should have in mind that it's not poter the, you know, the other things. It doesn't say that Acham Avadya. Maybe it's not necessary. The question we have now, now we get to one more caveat to this case. The caveat we get to is, Acham Avadya was talking in cases where you ate etz and adama. What if you ate mezonot and adama? Now, when you eat mezonot, it's true you say me'en shalosh, but you're not chotem ala ares v'ala perot. There you chotem ala ares v'ala mechya. What is the Hakam's opinion legabe that if you said ala mechya, will it be poter the adama? We can only extrapolate till now it's the adama because the Rashbet said perot is including even adama items. But what about mezonot, where he said ala mechya, and he ate a banana, or he ate a melon? Does that ala mechya poter? Seemingly, it shouldn't. And as a matter of fact, the Birkat Hashem, in his footnotes over here, clearly makes that distinction. He said that distinction is a logical distinction. And I quote what he says. He says, ואולי גם מרן הראשון לציון לא פסק שיברך בורא נפשות, אלא כשאכל עוגה, ומהטעם שכתבנו, which means, could be Hakam Avadya was quoted in the Yalkut Yosef, maybe that was only talking about where he ate mezonot. And indeed, the Birkat Hashem says, if that's the case, then it's true, that if you ate mezonot and you made an ala mechya, it will not be poter the banana, and therefore you have to make the pashot, because you didn't say ala perot over there. Moshe understands this chaluk, which we understood ourselves as well when we learned it last night. However, with all that being said, although the chaluk is seemingly clear, but if we look at halichot olam, in the place that I told you, Maran Acham Avadya writes, "Ochel perot ha'adama upata ba bekisnin, o perot shivat haminim yibarech techila bore nefashot v'agach me'en shalosh, ve'im kadam ubirech me'en shalosh lo yibarech kvar bore nefashot shesavek berachot la'akel." So clearly Acham Avadya did not make a difference when it came to whether he ate a mezonot or he ate a Shiv'at Aminim. If he indeed made the Me'en Shalosh first, it'll poter the banana. The reason is because you say in the beginning of that Beracha, Al Tenuvat HaSadeh. And when you say Al Tenuvat HaSadeh, so that already is in all the Me'en Shaloshes. And it's possible that by saying Tenuvat HaSadeh, although you're not chotem it, could be the Adamaz included. So halakha l'maaseh, at least according to Acham Avadya, halakha l'maaseh, figs and apples, there is no argument. There's one beracha harona, me'en shalosh. Figs and bananas, according to Acham Avadya, the nefashot should be made first, and then the me'en shalosh. And if you made me'en shalosh first, it's poter. And Acham Avadya's chiddush in halichot olam would be that even if you ate cookies and a banana, you should say nefashot first on the banana, and if you made me'en shalosh on the cookies first, it'll be poter. It should be pointed out that that's the opinion as well of Hakam Birkat Hashem, at least the Gaber Etz and Adama, but it is not the opinion of Hakam Ben Sion Abbas Shaul. But as we said, Hakam Avadya already saw it, and he says that if they would have seen this Rashbetz, they would have employed the rule of Safek Berachot Lakir.